hello there. It's Jim Harrington, and this is
Mr. Bill Knight.
And this is another wonderful edition of It's Another Day. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing great, actually, you know. So it's Wednesday, hump day. Oh, tomorrow's the 20th, which, you know, supposedly would have been the, State of the Union? Or is that coming up in February?
The State of the Union is coming up in March, I believe.
See, I've heard now 3 days because it was supposed to be now, then it was moved to March, and then somebody said, no, they're going to do it on Groundhog Day. And I'm going, well, that would be appropriate,
they're gonna keep Groundhog us Day. They're going to keep us guessing. And then one day they'll open the doors, and there he'll be.
Well, he's going to be on TV today doing a speech because, well, there was a poll that said that now that more people identify as Republican than Democrat, you know, they don't want to say they voted for this clown. They're just, no. So pretty soon that narrative is going to change. The election was actually stolen.
It's interesting that he's going to be doing a press conference today because the Biden White House thinks his awful poll numbers are the result of a communications problem. It's not the messenger. It's the message that's the problem. I think what's going to happen in the not too distant future with President Biden is when he does a press conference, instead of having the gentleman signing in the little box on the screen next to him,
they're
going to have somebody who will be translating what the president is saying. Yeah, he's going to mumble.
The president just said.
That's exactly right. He'll pause and they'll say, the president would like you to know that he understands the predicament and he will follow up with that soon. Next question.
Why don't they just put a cutout there of him? That way they don't have to take a commercial break to change his diaper.
Well, that may happen. Who knows? They may just stick a cutout and they'll have somebody behind the cutout doing a Joe Biden impersonation, which wouldn't be too hard to do.
Not these days. No.
Hey, buddy, this is interesting. I was thinking back in high school. I read a book.
That's a long time.
It was a long time ago. There was a gentleman named Eric Blair who wrote a phenomenal book. Back in 1949, actually, he wrote it in 1948, but it was released in June of 1949 called 1984. That's right. His pen name was George Orwell. Eric Blair was his real name. And, you know, when he wrote the book, even when I was a kid back in the 60s, it wasn't to be taken too seriously. Well, here are some of the things that he predicted in the book. And tell me, Bill, if you think that any of them apply to the world we live in today.
All right.
He predicted something called telescreens. The most blatant parallel that one can draw from 1984 is the use of two-way televisions called telescreens. The telescreens are used for entertainment and are found in everybody's home, but they simultaneously watch your every move. The screens pick up both video and audio, making it impossible to do anything without the fictional government, INGSOC, seeing you. Now,
hello, Alexa.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
It's 43 degrees Fahrenheit with partly sunny skies. Today, you can look for lots of clouds with a high of 44 degrees and a low of 20 degrees.
Can thank you, Alexa.
You are so very welcome. Happy Wednesday.
You know, it's always listening. So you got to wonder. I remember back in the 70s, an engineer once said, you know, when you're watching TV, they can actually listen to you through your TV. And I'm going, no, that's crazy. A microphone is basically a speaker. You can use a speaker like a microphone. So I was like,
In my room that I'm in now, we have that device. I hate to mention her name, but she'll start talking. I have a watch on my wrist, which if I talk to this watch, it will tell me the time. Hey, Siri, what time is it?
It's 10:48 a.m.
So you don't have to look at the dials anymore. The watch will just tell you the time.
Every gadget in my house is listening. And this is terrible. I go to take a shower. And I have to cover myself really well because I'm afraid that the cameras on my computer are going to pick up the image of me walking into the shower. Oh, natural.
You said the magic word. You said computer. Now mine's going off. There we go.
Oh, jeez.
In 1984, he talked about something called Newspeak. The totalitarian rule has gone so far as to create a completely new language with the purpose of confusing and persuading its citizens. The language is called Newspeak. It follows the same general rules and patterns of English, but it eliminates all negative words to minimize the possibility of crime think. When you think about it, the way the media is censored now, it's eliminating certain types of speech. It's censoring. New speech, as they talked about in 1984, was a form of censoring.
What they're doing, you're saying mind programming, and it really is, it's simul-consciencing, where they use pre-processed words or words that your mind automatically knows that will open up its receptors to go, oh, okay, now I'm listening. It's not technology. It's just, it's science.
This was 1949 that this was published, 1984. He was off by 38 years, but listen, we're not done. He talked about war and peace. In Orwell's novel, there are three sovereign nations, as Oceania, Eurasia, and East Asia. At any given moment, two nations are at war. The fighting is continuous. When a new battle arises, everyone forgets about the past wars and alliances and focuses on the battles at hand, leaving the world in perpetual turmoil. Now, think about it. We just folded Afghanistan. We walked out. That was only 3 months ago. Most of the country has forgotten about it because the news hasn't talked about it. Now they're talking about the Ukraine. They're talking about a possible war with Russia.
Of course, we flew in military supplies to the Ukraine, and we flew around and diverted Germany to get there because we didn't want anyone to know what we were doing. Yeah, like they didn't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're really scaring up something there that's not going to be pretty.
We read in 1984 about proles, P-R-O-L-E-S. The proles are a group of workers who are overtly happy because they're clueless. Big Brother, the watchful eye of Ingsoc, doesn't bother with proles because they do not complain or cause trouble as long as they are fed. The proles symbolize mindless followers of the working class.
Now, pretty much where we are now, but you know, this has actually been building and going on for years, so I can see where he got the ideas even back in the 40s and before. This is not something
that if he looked at Hitler, if he looked at Stalin, these people existed, like you say, back then.
Right.
Hitler was building a utopia. He was building a Germanic state, the Aryan nation. Stalin believed in socialism. Everybody was equal. Everybody got a piece of the pie. Except, of course, they didn't.
Well, there is no such thing as everybody is equal. As a matter of fact, what's going to happen is there's got to be somebody to distribute that and administer that. Well, for their efforts, they get a little bit. No, they get a lot more. And they control you. You are their puppet.
That's true. I got one more here. Orwell talked about the brotherhood. Where there are followers, there are also leaders. The small group of rebellious outcasts ironically call themselves the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood vehemently opposes the party. They meet in secret, pass around literature, and plot to overthrow Ingsoc. Although Big Brother paints the group as sinister, they are actually just activists fighting for basic human liberties. Mm-hmm. We're getting to that point, folks. Now, you may laugh and say that's still fiction. That can happen. I got some stories today that we'll talk about in a few minutes that sound a bit like 1984.
They all sound like 1984, the stories today. Of course, you know, they rolled out the little switch here. They rolled out the, what is it, the N95 mask?
Yep.
I guess they've got 495 million. Mm-hmm. They're shipping out, so you should be getting yours in the mail, too. There goes my computer in the background telling me that I took it offline.
They're listening, aren't they?
Don't say the C word around this house or she picks up on it.
Well, I call her by her given name here. You changed the name from the given
Yes,
name.
I did. I gave her the C name, and don't take that wrong if you mention that word.
Which word is that?
You know what I'm talking about. It has a keyboard and a monitor.
Oh, a computer.
Thank you. There you go again. But she's not connected to the internet. I turned her off. Now I got to unplug her. And then I'm going to throw her against the wall.
Along with your cat.
The cat has got more privileges than that thing over there. So, no, you got that going on. And apparently there's one other thing going on. The old Biden promise that he said when he got in, oh, everyone gets a mask. Everyone's going to get the rapid testing kits. Well, now they're going out in the mail, and they have a rapid delivery response crew at the Postal Service. So those are going to be going out in the mail. They say it's going to take about 7 to 8 weeks before they get them all. And then once they get them in the mail, you might have them by Christmas.
You see where they tested a fourth COVID booster shot in Israel.
And they say it's no good.
Yeah, totally ineffective. A study from the Sheba Medical Center in Israel has proven that the fourth dose of either Pfizer or Moderna is ineffective against Omicron.
Isn't that nice?
I got the two initial shots because I was a good boy and I believed that they were effective. Now you hear not so much, but I'm not hearing people say the first two shots are totally ineffective either. I'm just hearing them say they're not as effective as they initially thought. But what I am hearing is that the boosters, the third shot and the fourth shot, may be unnecessary, i.e. what happened in Israel, the test, and they say it's not working.
The one thing that seems to be apparent, you know, they're saying, oh, you got to get the kids. Mm-hmm. And apparently the initial shot, and especially even the boosters, are not good for them because we're older. So any long-term effect would be probably after our time on this planet. But for the kids, looking forward, there are neurological effects. And now MIT has come out and said, don't get it to the kids. And they're saying the long-term damage to the brain from COVID mRNA vaccines, it's not reversible.
And yet they're trying desperately to get the kids vaccinated. And let me give you a story here, Bill. This is interesting, out of a charter school in Los Angeles called New West Charter. Some girls were denied chairs and forced to sit outside against the wall of the school. And they were guarded by school police officers, and they were warned that they wouldn't be able to go back into the class unless they were vaccinated.
Well, you can't go to Hawaii now unless you have a vax card. They've done that. There's other places doing that. And now I've got to renew my passport. And now they're going, they haven't done it yet, but if you have a passport, they're going to make you redo it to show that you've been vaccinated. I'm not sitting here going, don't get vaxxed. I'm not saying get vaxxed. I'm saying it really is your choice. It is as simple as that. And they really haven't proven that the vaccines are 100% effective. They have now come out and said that, out of the people that have been said to have died from COVID, and this was COVID, well, it turns out that there were other underlying facts. And the numbers aren't right, but ABC got caught lying about it. There's something really effed up. I'll say effed up, mm-hmm, about how we're being told things.
And it's true.
You got to wonder about it. There's an old saying, believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you see. You can't even believe what you see because of the pictures on the news, because they control and manipulate it. And I was looking at numbers. And I was looking at social media. Well, if you break it, and there's surveys for everything, they break it down by political leans. And Democrats outnumber, or liberals outnumber, conservative people on social media. So they control it. They control 99% of public media, the news outlets. So if you go back to The Art of War, they control all the high ground. And this, my friends, is a war. It is a war on you and ownership of you.
Whatever happened to the mentality we had just 3 years ago, when your health records, your health history was absolutely sacrosanct. It was private. A doctor couldn't call my house and say to my wife, I have the latest results on Jim's tests, unless she was written down as a person who was allowed to get that message. They were very strict about who got your health records. Now, you can't get a pizza without showing your vaccine card, i.e. in Boston. A decorated police sergeant in Boston goes into a pizza shop, and she's with five of her friends. They sit down at a table. They order a pizza and water. The waiter says, can we see your vaccine card? She said, no, it's okay. He said, well, I can't serve you. You'll have to leave. She said, I'm not going to leave. I have a right to be here and order a pizza and water. The guy called the police. They sent six burly police officers. Now, mind you, she's a sergeant on the police force. She's a decorated hero. She actually was part of the response team during the terrorist attack at the Boston Marathon about 4 or 5 years ago. And she saved some people's lives, and she's got decorations for it, yet she is opposed to having to show a vaccine card to get a pizza. And so they sent six police officers to remove her from the pizza shop. This, and it's because there's a mandate in Boston that the new Boston mayor, Mayor Wu, has put into place that requires you have to have a vaccine card in a restaurant. Now, this is getting confusing. Didn't the Supreme Court just ruled that mandates for corporations and businesses with over 100 employees were illegal and you couldn't do it? If it's wrong for 100 plus people, why isn't it wrong for 50 people or 20 people or five women getting a pizza?
It is wrong, but here's what's going on. Right now, liberals control certain political seats and they have certain political power, and they will operate outside and above the law to promote their agenda. I was going to say narrative, but let's be honest. It's not a narrative. It's an agenda. It's just like a congressional leader was speaking the other day on the floor, and he was talking, it was a Republican talking about, and teachers need to get a raise. And everybody, Democrats and Republicans, all great. Applauding. Hey, you know what? Yeah. They deserve that. And then he went on and on and on. He says, but you know, it gets down to the parents. Parents are responsible for the raising of and the education of their children. Republicans, Democrats, crickets.
Yeah.
Because they want the control of the people.
Like Hillary said, it takes a village. It doesn't take two parents. It takes a village.
And it's a Democrat village. Takes a liberal. You know, they want to tell you how to raise your child. And, you know, it's interesting because they don't remember this, but as they grew up as children, certain things were instilled into them. Their political beliefs. And back in the day when political beliefs meant something, it wasn't about the corporation of the Democrat Party or the corporation of the Republican Party. It was the values that either party represented. You grew up with religious beliefs that you had that were instilled in you, but you still respected everybody else's belief and religion.
Yep.
Now, oh, no. It's our way or the highway for you, Buster. And if you don't have that card, you might find yourself in a camp, you know, being locked up as a prisoner of the state.
We used to laugh at stories like this just 2 or 3 years ago. All of a sudden, we've gone into hyperdrive when it comes. And it's because of this, quote, pandemic. Everything has been compressed as far as news goes. It's like that classic movie, Thelma and Louise, when they're in the car and they're racing towards that cliff. Democratically speaking, we are racing towards that cliff right now. You know, we talked about 1984 and how silly it was, and Big Brother doesn't exist. Well, listen to this. The Illinois legislature will vote to amend a law on January 19th that would authorize health care providers to involuntarily enter residents of the state into an immunization data registry. Illinois House Bill 4244 would amend the state's data registry to require healthcare providers, physicians, physicians designees, or pharmacist designees, meaning their assistants, the clerk at the register, whatever, to provide the Illinois Department of Public Health with the private medical information and immunization records of every Illinois resident, whether they want to have that information released or not. Tell me that isn't Big Brother.
I will say this, and because I'll qualify it afterwards. They got to be careful with this because we are beyond the point of breaking. Now, I'm not saying I'm one of these guys. I'm not. You know, I'm too old. But now you mess with my family, that might change my mind. But the point is that people are fed up, and they're going to rebel. And it could be happening right now as we talk or as you listen to this podcast, or it could be happening very, very soon. They're pushing the wrong buttons. But if people, you know, they are going to control us. They are going to, you know, have us do everything at their whim, whatever they tell us to do, if we don't get active. Yeah, they control the high ground. You know, they control a lot of things. But I believe that the number of people that don't like what they see, you know, outnumber the people that might control the narrative of what's going on. And we have to become carpenter ants. And we have to attack them every which way we can. You got to have a voice. You got to speak out. You got to get active.
To your point, have you seen what's happening in Europe in the past few days? I'm talking about Belgium, France, the Netherlands, Germany, all these different countries, Italy, massive. I'm not talking about a bunch of guys with a few flags. I'm talking about tens of thousands of people who have taken to the streets to protest the vaccination. Not so much, by the way, the vaccination per se, but the rules related to the vaccination, the mandates. You have to have it. You have to do this. You have to do that. You can't go here without it. They are going crazy in Europe right now because of what's happening to your
what point. Happened? What happened to the liberal stance? Do you remember in the not so distant past, people sit there and you could always even, I've heard politicians going, you know, you don't get in somebody's little circle, their bubble. That was your space. But now when it suits them, screw your bubble, screw your space. We're going to get in your head if we have to. Folks, look at what you got in the White House. You be honest with me. Did you vote for that? If you did, all right. But if you didn't, why are you letting this slide? You are being deceived, and you're going to have to start paying attention.
Going back to what Orwell said, you know, he had a constant state of war happening so that the people, the masses, would be distracted, constantly distracted, to a point where when one war ended and it would move into another war and you would forget the last war. You were so caught up in the act of war, not the war itself.
And they use other things to get your mind off the of things going on. There's something big going on in Washington right now. Now they're afraid of Trump. They're attacking Trump. They're attacking all of his family. But if you read down really small print at the bottom, it's alleged. They've alleged everything for 6 years, but then they have other distractions like, oh, let's take the other weird one out there. Global warming. Well, let's talk about that global warming. The planet's been changing forever. Then they come out with a story today. 2021 is the sixth hottest year on record, but it's not as hot as last year, which was the hottest year on record. But a new study came out yesterday that scientists are baffled because the core of the Earth is cooling faster than they ever knew. So we've got global warming, but the core of the Earth is cooling, which are contradictions.
You talked about things happening in Washington. Have you heard on mainstream news about the new wall that they're putting around the White House in Washington? A new permanent concrete wall that is being installed as we speak? No, you haven't heard a thing about it. Have you heard about, on the mainstream media, the 40-some states National Guards units that have been activated?
Nope.
I want to say 43 or 47. I'm not really sure of the exact figure, but there is an activation in place in these states. They haven't mentioned word one of it. You don't see it on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox, for that matter. It's nowhere.
Well, Pfizer pays for them, but, you know, think about this. In our history of this country, have we ever had to build a wall to protect the politicians from us? But now all of a sudden in this administration, well, hell, you sure do. What are they doing in there that they feel that they got to be protected from the citizens? You think about that. What are they doing in there that is so wrong that they feel that they got to build a wall and protect themselves? And you know, when they show the videos of the insurrection, they showed different angles of the footage, but there was an interview with Nancy saying, let this be clear, this was Donald, and this was an attack on our democracy, but we won. And they show the people just calmly walking through like they were on a tour, looking around at everything. The people were let in by an FBI agent, just so you know, that was there in, you know, he was a rogue operative for the government. And this was a thing, they took an event of Trump's to turn it on him again. You know, all deceptions. It's all theatrical.
I was talking about the National Guard units. I said 43 right. or 47. I was wrong. It's
well, damn it, Jim.
It says something is coming. Now 42 U.S. states have activated the National Guard. Something big is coming. This is from a site that I just went to that had the report. I thought this was nonsense. Then I went to a more reputable site, which verified this. It wasn't a mainstream media site, but a trusted site. And it said, no, this is true. You're just not going to hear about it.
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, you talk about that, and they're saying, well, you know, this is all for distribution of the COVID test and everything else, you know, the rapid deployment of it. Mm-hmm. Really, do you need a tank? Because you see the armored, the trains with the armored cars and tanks.
That's true.
Yeah, could you get that tank over there and load it up and give me a real booster? Right here, buddy. Put it right there.
You know, people laugh, but they have tanks and Humvees and armored personnel carriers being shipped all over the country as we speak. I saw a video the other day of one moving through Arizona. Now, people would say, that happens all the time. Not like it's been happening recently, folks.
I'll end this thing on this happy thought, you know, to keep you healthy, because we are concerned about your physical health and well-being. Apparently, eating hot chili peppers will help you live longer. There was a 20-year study, and they found that the people that ate hot chili peppers on a regular basis, daily, they live longer.
But they're in pain.
I was going to say, you might want to keep a bucket of ice, a fire hose, and some real soft TP on hand.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll live longer.
Hot chili pepper. I mean, it'd be one thing if the story said people have ice cream live longer. That would be something. That would be interesting. That would be wonderful. Hot chili.
Well, they did a study of 16,000 people. 13% of them lived longer. Well, the other one's burnt out.
Hey, folks. With that, we're going to say adieu. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Friday, too.
Hasta la vista, baby.